It can sometimes be a struggle to find certain ideas to fit within the parshios. So Vayakub Pekudei is certainly takes a little bit more digging than usual to find a maramakum or a source that's going to touch upon our usual topic of being mechazek ourselves in Talmud Torah. But I came across a beautiful idea that I think is important for everyone, no matter what stage of Talmud Torah you're in, no matter where you are in your learning of Torah or teaching of Torah, that is applicable to every situation. The Torah tells us when Moshe himself put together the Mishkan, we know that Moshe himself took charge of assembling the Mishkan and the Kelim, that everything that went into it. So it says, by the Aron Kodesh that Moshe was, Vayikach, he took, Vayitein, and he placed the Eidus, the Luchos Eidus, the Ten Commandments, El Ha'aron, into the Aron Kodesh. Vayasem Es Habadim, and he inserted the poles that go with the Aron Kodesh, El Ha'aron, into the Aron, Vayitein Es HaKapores, El Ha'aron, he put the cover on the Aron, Milmala, above it. Now, if you do a quick perusal of the last parak over here in Parak Mem, you'll find that this is the only time where it says that Moshe was Vayikach Vayitein. And all the other Kelim, it says Vayitein. Moshe put, he put this over here, he put this over there. But only when it comes to Aron Kodesh does it say that he took something, Vayikach, and then he put it in. It could have just said Vayitein Es Ha'idus. He took the Luchos and he put it, he placed the Luchos in the Aron Kodesh. Why do we have to know that he took the Luchos and then he gave them? There was a lakicha and there was a nesina. There was a taking and then a giving of a luchos. By everything else, by the menorah and the shulchan, everything else, he simply put it. He put it there, he put it there, he put it there. But here, by the luchos and the aron, he took and then he placed it. What is going on over here? So I saw a beautiful idea in the Sefer Marbitzei Torah Me'olam HaChasidus. It's a collection about small biographies in Divrei Hashkafa about people from the Olam HaChasidus, from the Hasidish world before the war. So there's a short biography of Rav Moshe Midner. Rav Moshe Midner was a fascinating Torah personality. Rav Moshe Midner was the Mashkiach in the Sladim Yeshiva in Europe, and he was the Rebbe of the Nesiv of Shalom, the most famous Rebbe of Sladim, whose Sfarim are very popular. So Rav Moshe Midner was the Rebbe of the Nesiv of Shalom. So it is said in his name in a number of places that it's very clear over here. By the other Kelim, we know what they represent. They represent different ideas, the menorah and the shulchan, different aspects of Avodas HaKodesh and Avodas Hashem. But we know, clearly stated, as we've said here before many times, that the Aron Kodesh represents Torah itself and the knowledge of Torah. And therefore he said, when it comes to other things, you give and you give and you give. But here, specifically by the Luchos, Moshe wants to tell us Vayikach Vayitein. When it comes to Torah, you can't only take. It can't only be Vayikach Vayikach Vayikach. That a person sits and he learns on his own with other people, and he takes that Torah and makes it a part of his life, and he takes that Torah and only shares it with himself, and he doesn't share it with other people. When it comes to the Luchos Ha'edus, when it comes to Torah itself, there needs to be a give and take. Vayikach, you take the Torah, but then immediately vayitein, you share it with other people. Torah is designed to be shared with other people. No one should ever feel that I'm going to amass all the Torah knowledge for myself. I'm going to know as much as I can, and then I'm going to be a big Talmud Chacham. I'm going to have this knowledge. I heard a great vort, and now it's mine. Unacceptable, says Rav Moshe Midner. Vayikach vayitein. You take the Torah, and you give it right back. You always share Divrei Torah with other people. There's no such concept of having the Dvar Torah and not giving it to anybody else. Sometimes you might find an exception. There's a famous story told in Ha'isha Lachalma, the biography of Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld. Where Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld had in his drawer that was locked under key, a Dvar Torah. That was going to be his ticket into Olam Ha'emes. He told his grandson that in this drawer is a Dvar Torah that I'm sharing with no one, because I want to make sure that I have something that's going to be my ticket. They're going to ask me for a Dvar Torah when I get to the Olam Ha'emes, when I get to the Yeshiva Shamala, and I want to have a Dvar Torah that no one else is going to have. A new chiddush of mine. So that he kept under lock and key. But everything else for Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld, he shared his Torah with everyone, and we have beautiful Divrei Torah from him as well. But this is an important idea as we leave the Parshios of the Mishkan and the Parshios of the Aron and the Luchos, and we go into Sefer Vayikra, Vayikach Vayitein. You take the Torah, and you immediately turn around and share with other people. There's a beautiful idea that I heard from Rav Meir Tversky. When we learned Kedushin one year in Yeshiva, so the Gemara there towards the end of the first parak discusses the who goes first to learn. Should the father go to learn if you only have so much money? Should the son go to learn first? So within that context, Rabbi Tversky told us the following story. The Ruchaim Salvechik was approached by a father and son who wanted to know who should go learn in yeshiva. they only have enough money to send one, either the father or the son, to yeshiva. Who should go? So Rav Chaim tested both the father and the son, and Rav Chaim found that both the father and the son were equal, 100% equal. They were neck and neck in their knowledge of Torah, in their ability of Limud HaTorah. So Rav Chaim was a little confused as to what to do. But he noticed that when he was talking and learning with the father and the son had better transmitting skills. The son had the ability to give over the Torah better. He was clear in his Limud HaTorah. He could explain a concept better. He had a better ability to share Torah with other people. And therefore, Rav Chaim said that the son should go learn in yeshiva, not the father. Even though in knowledge, they were exactly the same. But the son had the greater ability to share Divrei Torah. Vayikach vayitein. And Rav Chaim explained, and Rav Tversky explained as well, that teaching Torah is the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Only to learn Torah and not to share with anybody else, you are missing half the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. To go to Shirim and to have chavrusas and to sin to learn, but not to turn on to share with other people, is only half of the mitzvah. It's lilmod ulamed, to learn and then to teach. That is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, lemaisa, said Rav Chaim. In a different vein, not just understanding the mitzvah itself, but regarding how we appreciate Torah, in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh Ala Torah, they quote a beautiful idea from the Chiddush HaRim. We learned a few parshios ago, Na'ase V'nishma, right? B'nai Yisrael said, we will do and we will listen. Na'ase V'nishma. So the Chiddush HaRim asked, why is it in the plural? Each of B'nai Yisrael should have said, E'ase V'eshma. I will listen and I will do. Why is it Na'ase V'nishma, asks the Chiddush HaRim? He said, it's obvious. When you love something that you want to share with other people, if you have something that's sweet and delicious and you're excited about, you share it with other people. And therefore the Jewish people said, Na'ase V'nishma. I'm just not going to learn Torah on my own. We're going to do it together. We love Torah. We love the sweetness of Torah. We love what Torah has to offer. And we're going to share with other people. We don't keep Torah to ourselves. Nasa, we will listen. We will do. We're going to do it together. We're not going to keep the Torah for ourselves. We're going to share with our friends, our families, our children, our spouses, our parents. We're going to go and share what we love about Torah with other people. If you walk into a classroom, and you ask the kids in the classroom, and they have a decent ability of Derech Eretz, and you ask them, who here wants chocolate? So on the whole, I think you'd find the kids would say, we want chocolate. Why doesn't each kid say, I want chocolate? Because each kid knows how delicious chocolate is. And know what he also knows? That if you have something you love, you want to share with everybody else. We want chocolate. We as a class, I want to make sure everyone in the class has chocolate, not just me. That's how it should come to Torah as well. If you have something, a geshmak vort, you heard a Dvar Torah, you learned a new halacha, without being pushy, and you know, if someone doesn't want to hear it, then you have to be moded, they don't want to hear what you have to say right now. But if you have something that you love, you have something that inspires you, something that is meaningful to you, so you turn around, you share with other people, you come home from learning, you come home from the Beis Medrash, you come home from the Chavrusa, and you are exhilarated by an idea you learned, a halacha you didn't know before, a concept that was so fascinating to you. So don't keep it to yourself, walk inside and go look at your phone and open up the paper. You go, you share it with someone. You tell it to someone how much I love this. It was inspiring. It was interesting. Vayikach vayitein. You take the Torah and you give it right back to somebody else as well. And it goes even more so for our children. If we want our children to be inspired in Limud HaTorah, so then there's two parts to it. Vayikach vayitein. First of all, so tell them something. They see that you're excited by Dvar Torah. They see that you are enthralled through Limud HaTorah. So share with them. They'll also be excited by what you are excited about. They'll see that it's important to you, and it will be important to them as well. But even if you don't share the idea, maybe the idea is over their heads, maybe they can't relate to it, but the excitement of sharing with somebody else, if you walk in the house, and you pick up the phone, and you sit down, and you write an email or text, and you say over the phone to someone, I heard the most amazing idea, I need to share it with you. And they have no idea what you're talking about, but they know that you're excited to share Divrei Torah. They know that you love sharing words of Torah with other people. Vayikach vayitein, you take and you give it back to other people. They'll see that Limud HaTorah is also something inspiring for them, something that's interesting to them, something that they should also want to have a connection to. And that's the lesson as we leave Vayakha B'kudei and go into Vayikra of Limud HaTorah. It's not for ourselves. It's to share with other people. It's to share with friends. It's to share with family. And that is what makes the world go around. More Limud HaTorah, more learning, more inspiration for all of Klal Yisrael.